Brina Todd is the Consumer Relations Coordinator for the Postal Service in Lansing. I spoke with Sabrina yesterday as we awaited the outcome of a press conference yesterday, and we found out about a lot of savings and cuts and perhaps some challenges with one-day service. But for now, the Lansing Distribution Center remains intact. Sabrina, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, tell us what you learned yesterday.
Well, what I learned yesterday was that we're going to move forward with a proposal to change our service standards. This action is being taken to respond to an ongoing financial challenge caused by the dramatic and continual decline of our first-class mail volume. And in changing this service standard, it just means that first-class, local overnight first-class will be moved to 2 to 3 day. That's what we're proposing. That's what we're asking the Postal Regulatory Commission to review for us. And so, like you said earlier, right now, back in September, our Postmaster General had announced a review of some 250 mail processing facilities for consolidating of operations. And for the Lansing processing facility, that is still under review right now, so no determination has been made. And so for right now, we're still here, and we're focusing on the Christmas holiday.
All right, talking about the first-class mail, that has to go before a board before it's approved?
It has to go. We've proposed it through the Commission, and yes, they have to review it and look at our proposal, and then they'll come back with a determination.
When will we know the results of that review?
We don't know exactly when. It could be, you know, several weeks before we know.
All right. I'm a post office guy, and so I know Collins Road very well. It's open late. It's got lots of parking. Usually you can get through there pretty quickly. So obviously I'm one of the people that hate to see it leave. We do know that for the interim it's going to be here, but we're still waiting for a review to find out what the long-term, I guess, operation of the facility is.
Right. Right, and it's the processing part of the post office. The retail part where you buy your stamps and mail your products, that's still intact. That will still be here.
Now, when will we find out which ones they're going to close?
I think a lot of them are going to be determined, and we'll know probably sometime in March 2012.
Okay, so nothing in the immediate future.
Nothing in the immediate future, no.
Okay, what else did we learn yesterday from the press conference?
Basically, that was the major part of the press conference, is that we're moving forward with this proposal to change our service standards, and that it's just going to allow for a support of the infrastructure for the realignment of our processing facilities across the country. Our infrastructure right now is not supporting the mail volume decline that we're experiencing right now. So we have to do something to be able to support that mail volume decline.
I would imagine that workers are somewhat stressed out now because of the unknown future. Through attrition, I would imagine some workers are just going to retire, but that's still, you know, thousands of jobs are maybe cut.
The unknown does pose some concern for a lot of people. It does. I'll agree with you right there. And so, yeah, our workers are concerned about what may happen in the future. And as far as our workers are concerned, internally we're working with our labor unions and we're working with our labor relations departments concerning our employees. But, yes, they are concerned, and we're concerned about it as well, too.
All right, Sabrina, before I let you go, give us some tips on how to get our packages where they need to be for Christmas.
Wrap them very, very well. Take out any batteries and any toys that you send to your children, your grandchildren. Make sure you put a mailing label on the inside of any boxes, so in case the box does happen to come open, we have an address where we know that it's supposed to go to. Secure it very safely with some tape, not just scotch tape, but some mailing tape. Make sure that you address it very well. If you're writing it in pen or ink, I would suggest that you cover it with some clear tape, so in case of the elements, the ink doesn't run. And like I said, use those packing peanuts. Use plenty of packing material to secure your items inside your boxes. And mail early.
Sabrina, what happens to a package that has batteries in it or something that security doesn't know what it is?
It goes to a department where we contact the sender, and we contact them to let them know that we have some concern about that package because we hear some noises on the inside, and we get a hold of that sender for what to do with that package.
And they've got to open it up, I imagine.
We ask permission to open it up mm-hmm. so we can see, yes.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Sabrina. We appreciate talking with you, and we'll stay on top of the story. Thanks.
Thank you, Tony.